Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. So day three of our spinach recipes. This is a really fun recipe. This is one I've done for many years in restaurants because in every good steakhouse, there's one of two things, or there's both. There's a really great baked potato and there's a really great cream spinach. So here is my cream spinach recipe. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need to do is we're going to need olive oil. And I put a tablespoon down, but I also put it down to taste because olive oil is one of those things that it's going to enhance the flavor of some of our food depending on what we're cooking. It's mainly better when we're eating raw applications because we can taste the naturalness of it. But what I like to do is get olive oil to taste on this recipe because you don't know if you need one tablespoon or one and a half. Just kind of take a good look at it. And the reason why is what we're going to do is we're going to get our onion that we're going to dice very small. It's half an onion, and we're going to get that cooking in the olive oil. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to add one clove of garlic. And with the clove of garlic, I want to have a nice pasty. Pretty much what we're going to do is we're going to mince it down, and then we're going to drag it with our knife. And we're going to turn it into a paste. And this is very important because if we put whole garlic in there, it's going to burn really quick. Immediately after we put our garlic in, I'm going to put 1 cup of raw cream. I'm going to work everything around. Now, remember, we don't want to put the garlic in until our onions are starting to get caramelized, because when we caramelize them, guess what? That's when we get flavor. Then I'm going to use 1/2 pound of Parmesan cheese. You can do the 11-month age or the 10-month age. The 14 months is really good with this because it has a really unique nuttiness to the flavor. And it also has a good balance that we're trying to achieve by using cream spinach in this recipe. Then what I like to do is get a nice white wine. Remember, when we cook with wine, it does not have to be the same stuff that we drink. But try to make sure it's at least, you know, upper top shelf or upper bottom shelf, if that makes any sense. It doesn't have to be top shelf at all. Then what I'm going to do after we have mixed the cheese, the wine, all that good stuff, I'm going to completely turn the heat off. I'm going to add in 2 handfuls of fresh spinach. If you got small hands like me, I'd say add in maybe 1/3. And if you have a really, really big hand, I'd say maybe 1 good. You'll be able to see it and know that there's more than enough in there. But remember, the more we put in there, the better, because spinach is going to wilt down. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and watch my cooking show on www.foodietv.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.